Let's bring in Martrell Spate, who signed a national letter of intent to play football at Arkansas. Martrell, thanks for joining us here on Overtime. Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, what was it? Kansas State, all we were hearing was Kansas State, and then you flipped to Arkansas. Talk about the process.
It was a pretty tough one. I mean, Kansas State went there, and I was waiting for Arkansas, but, I mean, I didn't think the chance was going to present itself. And sure enough, Coach Belima came and visited me with an in-home visit and sat down, talked to me and my family, and told me that, hey, you can be the guy to help change this program around. And I believe 100% that he is going to change this program around. I just want to be a part of and just help the Hawks go to the big stage.
Martrell, when he came in and talked with you, what were some of the things, what did you like about, did you talk about any type of way you were going to be used on the defensive side of the ball and what your role would be? What kind of really impressed you about the visit?
I have to say the number one thing that impressed me the most was, I mean, from the last Arkansas coaching staff, they told me that, hey, I was too small and that I wasn't going to fit their scheme and whatnot. And he came in, and the first thing out the back, he told me that, hey, I can't control what the last Arkansas staff did to you, but he told me that he had a 5'11 linebacker back at Wisconsin, and he was there making plays for me. He felt as if, hey, my size really doesn't matter as long as I have the heart and the will to go out and make plays that he can work with me. So that was really stood out to me the most.
Can you talk about Coach Bielema and what he's like as you get to know him? What type of coach do you think he will be when you get to Arkansas here in January?
I believe he's a great coach. I believe that if he cares about the person first before the player. And just looking at his demeanor and getting a chance to talk to him and getting to know him, I feel as if we're going to win a lot of games down in Arkansas.
Growing up, who were some of your idols when you were what positions and who were some of the players you loved to watch when you were growing up as a little kid?
It's hard to remember back when I was young, but I just liked watching the whole team individually. I mean, back in the day with Darren McFadden played and Matt Jones.
Yeah, not just on Arkansas. I'm talking about everywhere like a Sam Mills. You know, he's a smaller linebacker that was able to play for a long time.
Yes, sir. I have to say Ray Lewis. I mean, I feel as if my story can relate to him in a lot of ways. When people tell him he was too small and he was too slow to do this or he was too slow to do that, and he just went out and proved they weren't wrong, and now he's one of the linebackers to ever play the game. So that's probably had to be one number one athlete. That.
Cool. Thank you.
When you look at Coach Bielema, Martrell, what is one thing that when he sat down with you, and what is one thing that he said that all of a sudden you were like, okay, I'm coming to Arkansas now?
Like I said earlier, like you said, he can't control the past because for a while now I was pretty heartbroken that, hey, I didn't have a scholarship from Arkansas. I haven't heard any contact from him. But, I mean, like I said, him coming in and pretty much just flying in to come talk to me in home visit, that saying the stuff that, hey, this guy really wants me. And like I say, him telling me that he's not worried about my size, he just worried about me as a person first and then the player. I mean, that stood out to me the most. That just stood out to me.
Talk about the linebacking core that you're going to have there at Arkansas. You were ranked the number 2 JUCO outside linebacker by J.C. Gridiron. Mike Tavares was ranked the number 4 outside linebacker. That's pretty good company to have the two of the top 5 outside linebackers ranked in the country on the same team.
Yes, sir. I believe that. I mean, the junior college process, I believe it's just a stepping stage to help you on the Division I level. You know, just pretty much getting a feel for the game and the different speed coming out of high school. So I feel like if we're going to do a lot of good things in the SEC, I mean, it's going to be very competitive, and I believe we're going to go out there and compete every day at our highest level, and I believe that we're going to go out and just do a great job in this SEC.
Has he told you anything about playing time, about being ready to come in and play next year?
Not at the moment. I mean, he pretty much told me that, hey, he's looking to put me at will linebacker, and he's looking for me to come out here and make some plays. So
growing up in the state of Arkansas, is this a dream come true to finally be able to put on that that helmet and wear the Razorback on it?
Yes, sir, it truly is. It truly is. I had to take a little bump in the road going to the junior college route, and now I just see my hard work paying off, getting a Division I offer.
Are there some coaches that you would like to thank that helped you out along the way?
Most definitely. I would like to thank my high school coaches, Coach Bowden, and all the other coaching staff, my defense coordinator, Coach Stanley. I really like to thank my junior college coaches, Coach Guy. He really pushed me as a freshman at Coffeyville to, you know, be the best. And most importantly, I'd like to thank my mom and dad because, I mean, they're pretty much like my coaches as well. They've been there for me and helped me work on my technique and different things of that sort. So I really like to thank them.
Well, I guess Christmas came early for you then, huh?
Yes, sir, it truly did.
Congratulations very much, and thanks for joining us today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
All right, Martrell, congratulations, and good luck.
Thank you very much.